What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And with us this morning, we have Paige Carey. She is with A-Hope. And I know that they have A-Hope Clinic, which is coming soon. Much to talk about.
Oh,
so
yes.
How
we
are
have
you,
a lot.
Paige?
We have a lot going on. I'm doing well. Thank you. Yes. The clinic is progressing, you know, as we're building from the ground up. So it's taking a little longer because that's how construction goes. But it's going to be amazing, state-of-the-art spay-neuter clinic, the only one now within, which will be within really five counties.
It's incredible. It's so desperately needed. And in fact, we had Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter was on this week talking about how grateful they are
that
this is coming. Yes, they're very excited about it.
Oh, yeah. We'll be able to help them out. In fact, that's what we'll be doing first to get our team up to speed is helping the shelter with their animals and rescues and that type thing. We're not really giving a set firm opening date again, just because of when you're dealing with construction, you never know what's going to happen.
Everyone knows.
But it's close. It's close. Equipment's coming in. You know, everything is getting, we're down to the final things now.
It's
cabinets, countertops, sinks, all of that. So everybody just keep, you know, keep listening, keep following us and, you know, send up good vibes and thoughts for us to get this thing finished. And just as a reminder, too, we do have our Legacy of Love campaign.
Right.
Which is where people can sponsor a room in the clinic.
Oh,
and
great.
Have a permanent plaque, whether it be in memory of, in honor of, businesses can come together and purchase a room and have the plaque that we have the, which is really funny. You know, you think of Circle K and they're always known for like their clean restrooms. Well, Circle K is sponsoring our lobby restroom.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
So yeah, how cool is that?
Yes.
So you're just an idea of what businesses can do. And, but we are, I mean, those things are just going like crazy. We've got the cat rooms, the cat exam rooms are gone. The, the cat lobby, the dog lobby, the cat holding, the surgical suite, the prep and recovery area, front
Great.
Office,
so you're getting
office.
Lots of support.
Yes, yes.
That's
but
wonderful.
we still need more. There are rooms available, and you can find that on our website. They range anywhere from $2,500 up to $20,000, and with the average being $10,000, which we have several of those rooms already taken. And like I said, it's a great way to preserve someone's memory that loved animals.
Sure.
We
or
have
the
quite
animal
a few
itself.
Of those.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
or the
animal
itself.
Animal.
We've actually, Pete's Legacy is a cat, a beloved cat, and that's one of the cat rooms. And so keep that in mind. That's one of the things that will, if you love animals and, you know, really want to help push this clinic over the line, so to speak, to get finished, please think about supporting us by sponsoring one of the rooms.
So this is a spay-neuter clinic for our area. And just in case someone doesn't know, AHOPE, that stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education.
Correct.
So with this is new for you all to have now an actual facility.
Yes,
because you have not had that before. So talk about the clinic and how this came about, in case people don't know, because we have talked about it before.
Of course.
Someone may not be familiar with
you. Yes. Since our inception in 2017, we have been driving back and forth to Panama City every other week. Anywhere we started with nine animals, Brandy did in her mom van, and then we progressed up to having our own nice van and taking 50 to 60 animals every other week. And we're very proud to say that when we finally had to end our transports in February to focus on the clinic, but by then we had spayed and neutered almost 9,000 animals.
Oh my gosh, Paige.
So what
you
a were difference.
Doing 50 at a time?
50 to 60 every
Goodness
other week.
Gracious.
Yes, which was a lot. So now with the clinic though, we'll be able to, you know, once everything is up and running and going like a well-oiled machine, the goal is to spay and neuter at least 100, and probably way more than that once we get going. And we'll also be offering other basic veterinary services, I should say, like microchips, vaccines, flea meds, all that type thing. So on the days that we're not doing surgeries, we will have those options available to the public, and they will keep everybody informed on that as well. So we'll be doing the services, the surgeries, and then also, like, of course, we know in the summer, fleas are terrible, so we'll be providing that, and that keeps the pets healthy and, you know, safe from other different types of worms and things like that.
Right. So where's this going to be located? That'd probably be helpful.
Absolutely. We are at 6951 Pine Blossom Road on a beautiful piece of property in Milton, Florida.
Okay.
And we sit back off of the road. It's going to be a really nice place. Once we get everything finished, we'll have a nice sitting area, or you can walk around while, you know, your pet's getting fixed, and we'll just have all kind of different things going on out there.
Well, that's just fantastic. And it's a lot closer than Panama City.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah, about 30 to 45 minutes. So there you go.
And a lot of the other rescues I've talked to, the different shelters, Humane Society, they are all overloaded with animals right now because we're not doing a good job in this area of spaying and neutering our animals.
Correct.
So this is something that's going to be of critical importance and very helpful.
And, you know, we talk about how every person should have access to health care. That's a big belief of mine and Brandy's, is that every animal, pet, community cat, should have access to affordable vet care.
Absolutely.
It's just necessary. Not everyone, and heaven knows we love our veterinarians, but not everyone can afford a vet price on top of their mortgage or rent or child care, groceries, you know, to get a dog fixed anywhere from $500 to $1,000. That's hard to slide in that budget every month.
That's true.
And again, not, you know, not anything against our vets. We love them.
Oh, no, no, no. They're super.
But this is basic services. Spay, neuter, vaccines, microchip.
Gotcha.
Everyone should be able to afford that.
So talking with Paige Carey this morning, she's the PR Director and Vice President for AHOPE. And Brandy Winkleman just got back into the studio, got a little caught up on traffic, I believe, and she's our President Executive Director. Good morning, Brandy.
Hey,
welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to see you made it.
I'm on a three-hour rotation with a bottle baby, too. So on top of everything
Is that what's in the crate?
Incubator, yes.
Oh my goodness. She came in carrying all that. I said, what in the world? Looks like she's carrying a hospital.
Yeah,
here.
He's only a couple weeks old, so
oh,
yes.
Gosh.
He goes everywhere. He goes everywhere with her.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So we have to hear the whole story about this baby, and we're going to hear a little bit more about the upcoming clinic and also what AHOPE is all about. So we're going to come back after the break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk on Friday. It's Frisky Friday. If you've got a question about your animals, the clinic, anything like that, these two are experts. This is the time to text it in, 850-437-1620, and we'll be back right after the break.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We have our friends from AHOPE here, Paige Carey, Brandy Winkleman. Paige is the VP and Public Relations Director. Brandy is the President and Executive Director. And Brandy walked in here with a tub with a... Oh, my goodness, the teeniest, tiniest little baby. What, 4 inches? 5 inches even?
Yeah, maybe.
He's
still not even a pound. So
oh, no.
He's a little less than 3 quarters
oh,
right now.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I need to hear the story.
Yeah,
tell us what this is all about.
And quite a few people have gotten to meet him, so that's been the cool thing. He's been to Girl Scouts already.
Oh, gosh.
He's been, you know, and mind you, what we're going to talk about right now didn't come up till after all of that. So, and we wash our hands before and after, so
okay.
Thank goodness. Yeah. But anyways, his name is Timber. He got the name because some hunters were out in the woods and found him alone. His siblings had passed away next to him.
Oh.
His mom had passed away from him.
Oh.
So he was all alone. And he came in as an emergency intake at 3 days old.
Gosh.
Umbilical cord still attached.
Gosh.
He is now exactly 21 days old today. So that's 3 weeks old. He just started checking out shadows and playing around and started cleaning his own paws and such.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
He's a little tumbly baby. I mean, he runs like the wind.
Really?
Yes.
He's so little right now.
As soon as he can get that little chubby belly up off the ground, he's like da-da-da-da-da-da across the ground.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Yeah. Super fun and healthy and very, very loving. And he has something called ringworm.
And I've heard of that.
Yes. And a lot of people think that ringworm is a worm, and it can take up to 2 weeks to even show itself. Ringworm is actually a fungus, and it is zoonotic, meaning that humans and animals can get this. I have fostered many, many ringworm babies, and knock on wood, haven't gotten it yet. So some people are more susceptible to it, others not so much. But we have a program called a Crunchy Muffin Program, which is what our ringworm kittens are in, because it was one of the reasons the animals were getting euthanized at animal shelters was because they had ringworm, because it is contagious. They didn't know enough about it. It was just kind of like a herd health thing to where they thought if they euthanize the animals that have this contagious fungus, that it wouldn't spread. Well, people are fomites. Traveling fomites is like something sticking to you. You're traveling with it, taking it to the next destination. So even if you're killing off the animals that have it, you're still leaving that in the environment. And so it is mostly about cross-contamination prevention versus trying to kill something that it's self-limiting. So ringworm actually will die off on its own. Within a couple of weeks, sometimes, I've heard it taken up to 6 months to die off on its own, but with medication and treatment, we use lime sulfur dip, 4 weeks, top 6 weeks.
So maybe. It doesn't have to be a fatal condition.
It's definitely not. And the coolest thing I think about Crunchy Muffins is that, one, you are interacting with them so much because you have to give them their dips, their medication. You have to make sure that you're treating them extra special and extra interactive with them. So they are extra socialized. They're usually our sweetest kittens.
Right.
Also, on top of that, because ringworm is a fungus that eats the keratin, the roots of the hair, basically it kills off that hair. And you get a fresh, fluffy kitten that has the softest fur when it grows back. Crunchy Muffins have the best fur.
So what? Where does the name Crunchy Muffins come from?
Well, I'm really weird with my terminology, and I was just calling it that.
So that's your nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a real Crunchy Muffin of some kind.
No, it was like my little Crunchy Muffins, Okay. And so they're just
stuck.
It's crispy. Yeah.
I get it now. I just thought that there was like a muffin out there that I needed to. Okay, gotcha.
No, and so he's got you'll see a little bit of blue on him right now. We've got an antimicrobial, antifungal just on him because he is only 3 weeks old. We can lime sulfur spot treat him very easily, but also this kind of keeps a coating on him. So if anybody sees him in pictures and he's got a little bit of blue on his white fur, it looks a little purplish, that's what that is on there. It's kind of a stain. That sticks to them. It helps them in between the times that we're able to do treatment.
So have you named him yet?
Oh, his name's Timber.
Timber.
Yes.
That's right. Of course. You said that earlier.
Being found in the woods. Yes. The timber.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was just kind of fitting for him. Aww. And like I said, he's doing excellent. He eats every 3 hours around the clock.
Will he be up for adoption at some point?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So in our Crunchy Muffins program, if they happen to still have it, when adoption time comes up, we actually discount our adoptions and send you home with all the treatment to complete treatment with them.
That's great.
So that way you're also empowered to understand that ringworm can be treated. It is an easy process. We don't hold them back from adoption. We believe that everybody is able to take care of these animals, and that's how we help guide our community and letting them know we're not perfect. We're humans too, and so if we can do it, you can do it too. So
great.
So
we've talked about Timber, and this is I wish you all could see this little baby.
Yes.
But then more importantly, we want to talk about A-Hope. We've got this amazing spay and neuter clinic opening up, but some folks may not be familiar with what you currently do now, because you do more than the rescue. You also have education, that kind of thing. Then right. And I think you've got some events coming up, so let's be sure and talk about that too.
Well, as far as education, the last time we were here with the big dog and the cat, Brandy's actually used those now with Girl Scout troop to teach everybody about.
And I wish I could remember the troop number off the top of my head.
I know,
right
I can't
now.
Either. She was in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, the troop at Gulf Breeze off of what is that, Fairlands?
The Gulf Breeze United Methodist Church.
Yeah, I wish they were listening in right now. They could probably text in what troop number they are.
But anyway, but those
850-437-1620.
Those come in very handy. The girls loved them, and so that's part of our education.
Amazing.
Part of our education. But we do have a couple of fundraisers coming up. The first one will be on March 29th, which is just around the corner. It will actually be
next weekend.
Yes, it is. Yard sale/garage sale. It will actually be at one of our volunteers' homes. And please keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram for the address.
We'll It'll be across from Lowe's in Pea Ridge, in between Pace and Milton, just as a, I don't know the address off the top of my head, but that's kind of where it's at.
Yeah, general vicinity. Okay. And so we'll have that going on. All of those funds will go towards the clinic. And then we have our first ever bowling tournament. Yes, and it will be at Cordova Lanes on April 27th, which is actually like a Sunday afternoon. Again, teams will be $75. We'll have all kind of great things going on, silent auction. So keep a watch out for that.
Okay. And if anybody's interested in these events, we need volunteers. So please sign up to volunteer with us. You can email volunteer at ahopeforsrc.com or check out our website about volunteering.
Volunteering.
We can always, we're a nonprofit, you know.
Right, of
volunteers
course.
Volunteers we always
need.
Okay, on that thought, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to tell you more about AHOPE and all the events there. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. We have AHOPE in the house. Just a couple minutes left. So I have Paige and Brandy here. Tell us a little bit about what's going on right now in your area.
Well, welcome to Florida. It is kitten season.
Yes,
yes.
So I heard.
We lovingly call these first few months P1s, P2s, and P3s. That's the stages of pregnancy that cats are in right about now.
Oh, my goodness.
So just like with women, you know, having trimesters, so we are in the P3 phase. So that means pregnancies, babies popping, it's happening like crazy.
And it's a very short gestation time, right?
Yes, they have about a 63-day gestation period.
Yep.
So, and they can get go right back into heat 1 to 2 weeks after giving birth, and they can get pregnant as early as 4 months old.
Yes.
So everyone needs to be diligent about who they feed outside, getting them signed up to get fixed. There is many transport options. Hit us up if you need some options, some resources. Even though we aren't the resource
right now.
The spay neuter, we do have many friends in the area who are providing transports, and we're more than happy to share that information.
Yes.
And right now being kitten season, yes, we do specialize in neonate kittens. We do not keep any animals on site. We keep them all in foster care. We have incubators in our foster homes. As you can see, I have a travel incubator. We find it very important with us building the clinic right now, trying to finish up on that. We're not focusing so much on taking kittens in, but as we have foster space, we are. There is a link on our website at ahopeforsrc.com/found-kittens, and it goes through kind of the steps of what to do if you found a kitten, you know, whether to seek a rescue or emergency care or not, whether their mom's nearby. It's got a little video of my daughter talking people through it, because through a child's mind is a lot easier for a lot of people, you know. There's a chart, an interactive chart, and there is a link on there. So if all of those other options do fail, you can fill out the link and get on our wait list for a foster home to open up for kittens. We specialize in neonates, which is under 4 weeks old. We typically don't take in anything over 8 weeks old, because they can be fixed and returned.
Okay, so that website again, where they can get all the information about the events, about the clinic, how you can donate, everything is at?
AHOPEforsrc.com.
Okay, AHOPE.
The number 4, SRC is in Santa Rosa County.com.
Okay, very good. Ladies, Paige, Brandy, thank you so much for coming in, as always.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Timber, for visiting.
This,
this is Meg with Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend this weekend.
Thank you.